Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300.
An institute you can't disparage.
The headline reads, Illinois House could vote today on civil unions bill. Same thing as civil, well, what's how we say, same-sex marriage or same-sex unions. Joining us for the next few minutes for a live update from Springfield, Illinois, to talk about the civil unions bill in the Illinois House, David Smith, Executive Director of Illinois Family Institute. David, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
What is the prospect there for this bill in the Illinois House on civil unions?
Well, it looks like they're going to call it tonight, sometime tonight, for a vote. Equality Illinois, the ACLU of Illinois, the SEIU, there's a number of liberal groups that are out here, including the Protestants for the Common Good, are all working this very hard. They've got a full court press on trying to get the 60 votes they need tonight in the Illinois House to get it voted on. By our roll call, they're a little short, but they are twisting arms and stepping on necks, if you will, to try to make deals with lawmakers to get the 60 votes they need. So Illinois Family Institute is out here lobbying hard, trying to convince lawmakers to do the right thing, and that civil unions are bad. It will be bad public policy and negatively affect religious liberty and freedom of conscience.
Specifically, what is the Illinois House considering here? What does the bill say? What would it do if passed?
Okay, well, it is actually the marriage statute. It's Senate Bill 1716, 1716. It actually copies verbatim the marriage statute of Illinois and replaces some of the words of marriage with the word civil unions. And one of the more troubling parts of this bill is in Section 10, where they say that partners in a civil union will be considered spouse and family. So it's not conjecture just to say that they're redefining marriage and family. They are. They are redefining what it means to be a spouse. They are redefining what it means to be marriage and family.
I want your reaction to something that Representative Greg Harris, a Democrat from Chicago and an openly gay lawmaker, had to say. He talks about being an eternal optimist, his hopes for this bill passing. And then he says, I think people look at this as, this is the right thing to do, or is this the right thing to do? What's your reaction to him framing the question that way?
Well, it is not the right thing to do. You see, Greg Harris is the sponsor of this legislation, and he's couching it as an equality type of piece of legislation that will benefit gay people and bring them up to speed as if they are some kind of group that is discriminated against. But the fact of the matter is, that the gay people have the rights right now to live and have relationships with any other consenting adult or adults that they wish. What they don't have is a right to demand that government recognizes their relationships and somehow holds it up, like marriage, as a cherished institution within the culture or the society.
With about a minute, make the case. Why are same-sex civil unions bad for Illinois?
Well, first of all, we have to remember that public policy, that there is a public policy purpose for marriage, and that is the nurturing and the fostering of the next generation. That's why governments recognize marriage. There is no compelling interest for homosexual relationships. Secondly, because of religious freedom, this type of legislation, when it's been passed, has negatively affected religious freedoms for other people. For example, in New Jersey, when civil unions were passed, a lesbian couple went to a Methodist-owned pavilion and asked to do their civil union ceremony there. They said, no, we don't believe in it. You'll have to find another venue. They are right now being sued in court for discrimination, federal court for discrimination, and they've lost their tax exemption. More of those cases are listed on our website. It's happening. The Alliance Defense Fund is very busy trying to defend religious liberties, but the fact is, when it comes to special legislation like civil unions for homosexual behavior, it is trumping First Amendment rights of people, individuals, to be able to live out their faith in the public square.
Finally, then, what can Illinoisans do even as the House is preparing to vote on this bill with the margins so close? About 25 seconds.
They need to call their state lawmakers. Let me give you a phone number. It's 217-782-2000. That's the switchboard at the Capitol. Just give the operator your zip code, and they will transfer you to your state rep. You got to let them know that this is not acceptable. Redefining marriage and family is not acceptable in Illinois.
David Smith is executive director of the Illinois Family Institute. We'll post a link to the Illinois Family Institute at issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Greg, David, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thank you. One last thing. I just ask for prayers on this.
Thank you very much. Well, when we come back from this break on this Tuesday afternoon, November the 30th, Pastor Thomas Messer joins us. We'll talk about the Old Testament Day of Atonement. That right after this. Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Is abortion harmful to women?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
A study recently published in the Canadian Journal of Psychology indicates an association between abortion and mental disorders and substance abuse. The study, based on 3,300 American women, indicated that 25% of the women who had an abortion also abused drugs or alcohol. In contrast, only 7% of the women who've never had an abortion reported such abuse. Likewise, women who've had an abortion suffered from anxiety, mood disorders, and depression at significantly higher than normal rates. Women considering abortion should know of the risks to their physical and mental health.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.